Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And we have a lot to recap, and at the same time,
not much happened.
Yeah.
So kind of a convenient time of year to take.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, there's a lot of dramatic music going on, and...
But nothing very dramatic.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's been kind of, I mean, not, no cliffhangers,
mm-mm.
no sudden unexpected deaths or maimings.
Because I think we're kind of waiting for summer, aren't we?
It's kind
summer,
of the build
like...
up towards summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So last time we left off and Maggie was in jail
mm-hmm.
and she was kind of threatening Deacon, I'm going to tell Nikki about your role
in
everything. Unless you...
Get me out of jail? Break me out of jail?
It was
like that.
Break me out of jail. Like, she couldn't come up with anything more creative.
Right. Like, that's so easy.
And
that Deacon would be capable of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like,
really?
You better just get in here and break me out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or else I'm going to tell Nikki, well, she...
Yeah.
Didn't plan that very well for someone who was so good at elaborate schemes and plans.
Yeah. I don't know, but Deacon did have, like, a, you know, finally he felt the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this little scam where he pretended he needed a conjugal visit with Maggie.
Right.
But do they do that in jail? I thought that was prison.
That's more of a prison thing. I don't think that you get conjugal visits when you're just in a county jail. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That seems a little...
Your two-night stay. You can't go without.
Yeah. Well, and the conjugal room is at the athletic club.
No doubt. But he brought some nurse scrubs or something, and he mm-hmm. had her dress up like a nurse, and...
Yeah.
But
and not
it was
even
kind
a naughty
of like,
nurse.
Yeah.
That at least would have been entertaining.
It would have. Was it a sting, or was it just really poorly executed plan?
I think it was just really poorly executed plan.
Because it was like the minute she stepped out, they were like, you're under arrest.
50 cops are right there. Right.
And... So that didn't work out so well.
Not so much, no.
And what happened to Deacon?
I was going to say, there wasn't really any repercussion for Deacon, was there?
I don't think so. I think he...
She tricked me. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think
Carry
it was.
Carry on. Off you go, then.
I don't know. Then he went to Nikki, and Maggie called her and said, if you want to know the truth, you better come down here. And Nikki went down, and Maggie spilled the beans.
Yeah.
I think right as Deacon walked in,
mm-hmm.
you'd think if somebody just broke out of jail, or, like, attempted to, maybe, like, no visitors.
Right,
or
for a
no
while.
Phone calls.
Yeah, a little less contact
within
the
first 3 hours.
You'd think, yeah, that there would be some kind of repercussions for that, but apparently not.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Nikki kind of flipped out, and
mm-hmm.
she went back to her room. And that was pretty hilarious when she broke the lock off the minibar. And
yeah, it was just like, why are you breaking the lock? Why are you not just saying, oh, ring, ring, hello, front desk? I need the minibar open.
The need for alcohol is so urgent.
She had to have it right then.
Couldn't you even just call, like, room service and be like,
bring me up a bottle of vodka and two glasses?
Yeah.
And then you can make it look like someone's coming over, even though everyone knows no one is.
I find that,
and, you know.
Nikki seems to like to chug things out of small containers, though.
Yes, because then there's fewer calories.
I'm sure.
If you have 8 mini bottles, that equals, you know, less than 1 glass in her mind.
Well, and the next day the maid came in, and...
It was funny.
It was, because, like, the lock was broken, and Nikki was like, I purposely asked to not get a key because I didn't want any candy, but I just couldn't help myself.
Oopsie. And she doesn't even have the decency to, like, eat the M&Ms and leave the wrapper out.
Well, no,
she
took them all out of the minibar and shoved them in her purse, so it looked like she had a total binge.
Okay, I thought that she had just saying that, and it was like, you know, at least make it look like you binged. Come on. Maids aren't dumb.
Well, and even then the maid was like, do you want me to leave the new key? And she's like, no. No.
No, this time.
Yes.
Anyway. Said. I have to admit, though, I do like Nikki when she's...
I do, too.
You know, alcoholism isn't pretty, but in this case, it's pretty funny.
You know what, though? They did something. She looks a lot better in a way.
She does look good. Yeah.
What is it?
It might be the hair.
Hair?
She's got a good hairstyle.
Lost some weight.
I think she lost some weight. Yeah, she's...
It's like they younged her up a little bit.
A little bit,
Something.
She's not wearing so many matronly kind of
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to grow up to be Mrs. Chancellor clothes.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think they did change her clothes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, okay.
Carry on. If that's what Nikki needs to do to you, young and youthful, then sure, kill your liver.
And she hasn't really been doing much other than just sort of being a socialite involved in a lot of drama on the side.
Yeah, she seems to be poking her nose in, you know, and having talks with Victor all the time, or having talks with the kids, and this, that. But yeah, she doesn't... what are the other 23 hours of her day like?
I don't know.
I think I'd like to find that out on a personal level.
I kind of would,
I could meddle in my child's life.
It just seems like...
bug my ex-husband
she doesn't
all the
have
time.
Anything useful to do at all.
Oh, she's like, not contributing to society at all in any way.
No.
Other than keeping the local alcohol, economy thriving.
Yeah. Well, and even Deacon, even though she was like, leave me alone, get out, you're horrible. Deacon got a room, across the hall.
Of course.
And even then, and he just knew it was going to be hard for her, so he slipped, one of the, an AA card under the door.
Yeah, Serenity Prayer under the door.
Yeah, and she was like, screw you!
Leave me alone.
And
you betrayed me, glug, glug, glug.
Yeah. I don't know. So is he still bartending?
Yeah, he's still bartending, and he was there when she had lunch with Vance.
Oh.
And was trying to make him jealous, and it was just
right.
And Vance was like, yeah, I'm really not at all interested in this.
But
I'll
was,
buy you lunch.
He was still using it, though.
A little bit, yeah.
So, well, and also I think it kind of goes along with Diane and Victor now.
Mm-hmm.
They got married.
Mm-hmm.
They basically decided to elope.
Right.
Right around that same time.
Because Victor has such a good track record with eloping. He elopes a lot, it seems like, or plans a lot of elopements.
He does.
Does he not want to go through the hustle and bustle of a real ceremony?
It was
does he know he'll be left at the altar, or
will
be leaving someone else?
It seems like, he needed it done, now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to marry me, because that's what I want.
Right, and I want it right now, and what Victor wants, Victor gets immediately.
Insta-family.
Okay. No wonder his kids are the same way.
Yeah. Our background noise right now,
awesome.
I think we're having a hailstorm. What is this?
Storm.
It was like we had the windows open because it's spring and...
spring in Oregon. Hey, hail.
Or not.
Wait 5 minutes, it'll be quiet again.
Anyway. I can't remember. Did he and Diane get married? This is going to be really distracting.
Focus.
Did Diane and Victor get married before or after the settlement got decided?
It was after the settlement got decided.
So it was because of what happened at the settlement?
Not totally sure, but pretty sure.
I think so.
I think it was a kind of a knee-jerk reaction.
Okay, so basically they were at... let's talk about
settlement.
So basically Victor lost the settlement.
Yeah, short version.
And
he has to pay each of the kids $500 million, with a B, dollars.
Yeah.
And he wasn't very happy about that at all, so his knee-jerk reaction was, oh yeah? Well, I'm going to get married.
Yes. I don't need my old family. I'm going to have a new one.
I've got a new family, right.
Yeah.
You know, I love my new, constantly smiling poser son.
Oh my god.
So much better
Kyle.
Than my actual poser son.
Well, and Diana's very complacent. She's playing the role.
She's just kind of... And there was a scene where Diane had gone out and she had seen Nick and then came home and Victor's like, where's the necklace I gave you? Because he gave her this gorgeous diamond
necklace.
Yeah. I want to see you wearing it all the time. And she's just like, well, it's not always appropriate. I was at the gym. should I be really wearing this huge diamond necklace? And yes, you should. I want everyone to, it was like he was claiming her. And,
oh, yeah.
There's a whole scene of him putting the necklace back on her, and I was just like...
Yeah, he was like, you're going to wear this because I want you to wear it.
Yeah, it was like
you're
something
Mrs.
out of a,
Victor
Newman. Roman slave movie. It's like, okay, I can't tattoo you, but this is just as good.
Well, and even it's like he's bought her a bunch of outfits
mm-hmm.
that really are not the way she was dressing before, and now it's like...
Yeah, they are kind of the rich society matron,
mm-hmm.
not... cute so much.
Mm-mm. Well, and she even went into Crimson Lights And all these, like, sort of moms from the school or whatever approached
right.
her.
Oh, that's right.
And that they were great. Like...
Suddenly they liked her.
Yeah, they were like, are you gonna, you know, come work at the carnival and blah, blah, blah.
Be on the PTA. And although they couldn't call it a PTA, I noticed that.
Oh, really?
It's a trademarked term.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. So we are respecting the trademark of the PTA on this podcast. But yeah, they called it, you know, the parent cooperative organization or some kind of euphemism. But
interesting.
And she basically said, look, you guys didn't give me the time of day mm-hmm. when I was just Diane,
yeah.
whatever her last name was. And now that I'm Mrs. Victor Newman, suddenly you want to be friends? Screw you.
Yeah.
Y'all are bitches.
That was like a Pretty Woman scene right there.
Yeah.
Damn straight. Then, what else? Abby is really upset too, though.
Yeah, Abby, and I think rightfully so. Abby is saying, you know, yes, I wanted money to start a
It's like
naked
tearing
heiress,
everything apart.
But I really didn't want that to mean that my dad was going to hate me and that everyone in town and mm-hmm. the world thinks that I'm just a gold digger. And I think over the course of this whole settlement thing, because mm-hmm. it's been going on forever.
Oh, forever.
Since
over
she started it. She's the only one who's really matured and showed some good sense and some mm-hmm. self-awareness and reality. And I think she legitimately feels bad about how it's
totally.
Turned out and feels used by her siblings
mm-hmm.
and the
and
lawyers.
Jack.
And, you know, I would like to see her go to Ashley and say, you know, Mom, you were right. I was wrong. I was being manipulated and I should have listened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That would be a nice scene to see.
But at the same time,
it's
like Victoria and Nick really want beauty of nature as the settlement rather than cash.
God, they're so
obsessed
with it. And I'm just like, why can't you start
your own
company?
Thing.
Take the money and, you know, why do you have to steal someone else's toy? Why can't you just make your own toy?
Because they're whiny babies.
They are whiny babies. And they don't want to work, really.
No.
They want to just have this company that all the work's already gone into it, and they just want to pretend to run it.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Because remember, Nick said he was really into startups. He was like, I have all these startups I'm really interested in. And Victoria was the one who convinced
who
him the
around.
Beauty of nature.
Yeah, so it's really her obsession
yes.
that she talks everyone else into. Mm-hmm. Is she the oldest?
Yes.
Okay, so she's got that I'm the oldest dynamic. And
you're going to do this.
Yeah, you're my baby brother, and
yeah.
you know, you're going to put the dress on if I tell you to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, Victoria, she just doesn't get any better for me. I like her because I like the actress, but I don't like her character. She's just so self-absorbed and manipulative and spoiled. God,
she is pretty
spoiled.
But, you know, I do still like her at the same time. And I don't know why.
Hmm.
Don't ask me.
Don't know why.
I don't like her a lot. just enough.
Just enough, yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's kind of why Nikki's been on a bender, too, is because Diane and Victor got married.
Right.
Settlement
yeah.
was bad. And so then Victor... Okay, here's what you got to help me out here. Because last
I saw these scenes and I thought, oh God, we're gonna have to talk about economics and the stock market.
No, it's more of a way of how you see things. Because last summer, remember, Mrs. Chancellor took her company public.
Yes.
And she was like, I think it's finally time, and everybody was congratulating her, patting her on the back, and good for you. You're finally gonna do this. And then things kind of got screwed up when Tucker took the company over, and whoops! Anyway, but everybody was like, good for you, Catherine. Mm-hmm. It's your time.
Well, and she's retired gracefully, and she doesn't seem to be pining over her company or scheming to get it back from Tucker, really.
No.
A little bit, sure, but,
yeah.
you know, that's not her life goal.
Anyway, so with this Victor losing the settlement, basically, like, he could give Beauty of Nature and keep everything else intact, but in order to screw them, because he knows that's what they want, he held a press conference and decided that the whole company is going to go public.
Right.
They are not going to get Beauty of Nature.
Right.
and everybody's like freaking out. It was like it was like everybody in town was watching the TV. Yeah,
right.
Oh my god! It was like
and then getting on the phone with their brokers and their bankers and saying, "Get me every ounce of cash."
And how horrible this was for Victor.
Yeah.
And I went, wait a minute, like Catherine, everybody's patting her on the back. With Victor, they're acting like he got an arm chopped off.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. I think Catherine had sort of separated herself from the business enough, and Victor never has.
He's a micromanager.
He's a micromanager, yeah. Hmm. And whereas, you know, she was able to, yes, she was upset, but she kind of, oh, well, things happened.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, you're right. It's like, for him, it's like cutting off his own arm.
Okay.
But, you know.
Whatever. Hey, yeah. Guess what? I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Not really.
But you know who does like this is Diane. Because mm-hmm. she realized how much more money he is now going to have because of it.
Right. So when she divorces him and they don't have a prenup, she'll be even more rich. And
I mean, the smile on her face, like, when she was, like, explaining to Kyle in layman's terms, which I really appreciated. Like, thank you.
That was great. That was great.
I needed that.
This is kind of like, all right, here's how you let your audience who doesn't know anything about finance and economics understand on a real basic level what is going on here. That was good. But I did like Kyle's question of, you know, does this mean that we're rich? And she tries to kind of brush it off as, well, you know, sort of, but you shouldn't worry about those kinds of things, dear. And it was, and you could kind of see dollar signs in his eyes too.
Ooh, that'd be a good storyline almost if he got really spoiled and
got really spoiled.
Well, I mean, he's spoiled, but
if he turned evil, if he turned into a bully and started, lording it over all the other snotty kids at his snotty private school,
which might be a little more realistic.
Yeah, that would be totally fun. I'd like that. Mm-hmm. Get some real middle school drama going on over there.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the worst thing that's ever happened there is someone got caught chewing gum.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. Ugh. Anyway, so What else?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the settlement and Victor. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Should we talk about, let's do the christening next, because that wasn't that big of a deal. Yeah, still a bit of the Newman. So, even though no one ever goes to church on a regular basis, of course,
the Christmas and Easter only club, right?
Well, and I'm not even sure so much Easter, it's more of an Easter egg hunt, but we'll see. Easter's coming. You know, chance for the little girls to wear cute little dresses.
Mm-hmm.
But Victoria and Billy planned a christening for baby Lucy, and plenty of the family showed up. There was one little hitch when the reverend person pointed out to Billy, oh, wait a minute, this is only a copy of the birth certificate.
Yeah, it didn't have a seal on it.
It didn't have the official seal, and so Billy freaked out, called Primrose.
Mm-hmm.
She met him in
the
golf shack.
Went back to the shed.
Yeah. And she, I thought it was cute when she pulls out her little toolbox of state official seal stamps and stamps them up. Off he goes.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
It was easily rectified.
Yeah, yeah. Given a lot more drama than it perhaps warranted.
Uh-huh. But I think it was a way to sort of bring her back into the picture.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
So, I just was thinking, if you're running this kind of, like, scam, you might not have the same location. You know, you might not,
I wouldn't think.
You might do one baby business in a golf shed, and then the next week a baby business in the back of an alley.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
You might want to mix it up.
Yeah. Well, I get the impression, though, that that's, like, actually her job.
Like,
you know, she works at a golf course, at a mini golf course or something, and
that's
just convenient for her. It's like, oh, hold on, I'll take your tea time in a second, I need to go do some business with this other gentleman right now.
Okay, I can handle that.
You know,
interesting.
So she slips off and does her little baby brokerage and then comes back.
That would be a good place to meet rich people.
It would be, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the christening, I did love the fact that Tracy showed up.
Oh, I was like, yes!
Finally, it's not a funeral.
We need to make a drinking game out of Tracy.
Well, That was one of the days that my daughter was home from school. Uh-huh. She didn't have school the day of the christening, and so we're watching the show, and as soon as Tracy mentioned her dead daughter, Colleen, at the christening, my daughter says, "Oh, everybody drink." That's her own personal drinking game whenever Tracy's on the show. It's like, oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was just waiting. I was I didn't even care what was going on. Yeah. I was like, come on, Tracy, just drop it.
You want
drop to. Something about yeah. Colleen being dead.
Yeah. Because did the baby wear Colleen's christening gown? Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Oh my god. It was funny,
That's
though.
A beautiful christening gown. That was Colleen's before she died.
Right. And we gave Victor her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tracy kind of kept it on the down low, though. She wasn't quite as...
Yeah. It was a happy day.
It was a happy day.
But she still managed to bring it up.
I know.
Which in her own way.
Yeah. Which... God love her. That's all I can say.
And Nikki really wanted Victor to go.
Mm-hmm. And went and harangued him for a while. And, of course, he did finally show up and hovered in the background.
Yeah.
Didn't interact with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why do you bother to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not really there. You're not participating.
Because Nikki bothered him enough?
I guess, but it just
She's like such a nag.
She is such a nag. Yeah.
And the fact that he still listens to her nagging.
He pays any attention to it is strange.
Oh, wait. Did we even talk about, before Diane and Victor got married, the roll in the hay?
We didn't. We forgot the roll in the hay. Literally, it was a roll in the hay, too. Because that was right as the settlement...
Yeah.
Got
Victor was like crushed about losing the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
She went and found him, or she was going to go riding.
She was
riding,
just going to go riding, yeah.
And he found her in the stable
mm-hmm.
and was like,
do me.
Ride me instead.
I'm sad.
Ride the stallion.
Ew.
And so they literally did do it in the barn. And
didn't Diane see them?
Yeah, so she
so
walked
she knows.
In.
That's right. So that's probably another motivation for why she's like, yeah, let's go. Sure, let's elope.
Marry me.
You bet.
I want your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah. She is like...
Well, and it was a long, you know, aftermath scene of them curled up on the hay bales with riding blankets. And I was like, up to the chin, please.
I was shocked by that one. I was not expecting that to happen.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know. As soon as they said that she was going riding, it was like,
you just went there?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Yeah, you are. I didn't approve, but
yeah. I guess to me, the only thing I can think of when I think about the stable is how Skye was supposedly buried there, but then it wasn't Skye, but it's somebody else's body, and there's a lot of, like, you know...
History.
Yeah,
in the barn.
Some things in the barn that might not be a turn-on for some, but for others...
We'll overlook these things.
Who cares?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway. What else?
So, yeah, that was pretty much it for the christening. It was just kind of...
It happened.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. should we talk about Heather and all that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so Chance is, you know, he's been in hiding, sort of, and then...
Yeah.
Sort of.
I do love his disguise hat. I've said it before.
And aviator glasses,
yes. And I was going through my closet the other day, and I found a hat just like his. And it was like, I have a disguise hat now. Awesome. Where can I go?
Yeah, I like how he went into Crimson Lights and, like, kept his sunglasses and his hat on. I was like, I need a coffee. It's like, do you think you're Brad Pitt right now?
Yeah. Like, no one's gonna...
Or maybe if you're trying to be in hiding, you wouldn't go to your normal place.
You'd think not. Well, there's only one place to get coffee in town,
I guess.
You know.
Starbucks needs to compete.
Yeah, imagine the business that Kevin would have if he had a drive-thru. The anonymous drive-thru.
Oh, yeah. The anonymous drive-thru.
Make a fortune.
Anyway, so the trial was all set, and basically they're like, okay, Chance, it's time. You need to go. And he kind of did this thing where he was all mopey and angsty and blah, 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 because he had to just make the decision about whether he was going to stay in town or go back into hiding.
Right.
And Nina was, like, freaking out because she was like,
I'm going to lose my son again.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
And I kind of appreciated there was a moment, I think, where Philip said something along the lines of, like, you know, you're all being whiny and complaining, but Chance is the one who has to make the hard decision.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Right.
And whatever. So Chance goes in and gives his testimony, and it got interrupted, like, a bazillion times. Mm-hmm. Did you see that part?
I didn't.
So it was like he got a text. First, like, Owen saw, you know, oh my god, Chance is alive! And immediately the defense attorney said, we need a recess.
Yeah.
So they go out to a recess, and then Owen and makes all his important calls, like, Chance is alive.
Right.
And
kill him.
Yeah, well,
kill
they kidnapped
twice.
Heather.
Yeah.
So, and Heather was supposed to testify. Nobody can find Heather, so they know that she's been kidnapped. And then Chance gets back
she's
to go up on
lazy.
The stand. Yeah.
Wait, what? I'm supposed yeah. to...
Where am I supposed
what?
To be?
Let me take a shower first.
So Chance gets a text that said, you know, if you testify, your girlfriend's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Chance is all bent out of shape. And he's, like, going up to the stand.
Wee!
And Cricket, who nobody knew where she was. Mm-hmm. Where's Cricket? Where's Cricket? She finally comes. And he shows her the text.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember if they did anything. But so he still testifies because mm-hmm. it's the right thing to do.
Right, yeah.
Meanwhile, they've got Heather and, what's his name? Angelo?
Mm-hmm.
The
big guy with the dog?
Yeah, the mafia guy.
Yeah.
Is the one who has kidnapped her and tied her up in, mm-hmm. like, a mountain cabin with all these, like, bearskin rugs and,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Sexy.
It was like the Elk Lodge or something,
yeah.
I don't know. And it was so lame. I can't even tell you how lame the whole thing was, because it's like him with his fake accent and his little
mm-hmm.
dog, and she was tied up and completely screaming and freaking out, losing her cool,
mm-hmm.
and he was just going to leave her there?
Yeah.
I can't even quite remember what happened, but she saw some, like, she saw a candle burning.
Right.
And somehow, she was in her chair, and she, like, you know, was moving
scooches
around in her
over.
Chair. Yeah, scooched her chair over to knock over the candle so that it might, like,
burn.
Yeah, make, like, a signal fire.
Rope? Was she tied with rope?
It was
scarves?
It was, like, rope,
chain?
You know?
Yeah.
I think
okay.
she thought it was signal fire, then
okay.
people
then
the
people
fire
will
department
come,
will
yeah.
come, but she didn't, like, quite think about the fact that
smoke inhalation will kill you first.
Or fire.
Or fire, yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, Heather's not one for long-term consequences.
I don't even know. I wasn't watching it that hard, because it was just mm-hmm. dumb. So, and then Chance gives his testimony, and he and Paul decide, well, they better go just circle around
sure, just
in the car.
Case.
And
you never know.
You, yeah. Somehow they figured out they were in, like, the right area of town, and then it's, like, the cabin was on fire or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed like she was gonna die.
Yeah, of course.
And I enjoyed that on the CBS page, it was, like, watch the behind the scenes, like,
oh,
stunt
yeah.
doubles, and,
yeah, right.
and just another day on the set.
Oh, yeah, they probably paid good money for a fire scene.
I
know?
Guess.
Perhaps.
It was,
or not.
Whatever.
Hmm.
So, Paul and Chance are, like, driving around and
mm-hmm.
having serious talks.
Oh, God.
And it's like, oh, come in, Paul. There's a fire in the old district by this other old
oh,
town
God,
nearby.
No.
Oh, that's probably it. And they go, and then Chance runs in and saves her. And
of course.
You know, she had a little smoke inhalation, but she's
right.
fine.
Yeah.
But when he was, like, saving her or whatever,
mm-hmm.
he was like, don't talk, don't talk. I love you!
Oh,
and
God.
So he, like, proclaimed his love.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah.
Do so we believe him, or was it just...
No, I mean, it was... I think it was a
moment.
Pretty... It seemed like a pretty honest confession.
Okay.
And so he's got, like, all this crap going on
mm-hmm.
and whatever. Everything's saved. I don't know. I don't even know. Did they even say anything about Owen?
Yeah, he took a plea.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, no, he took a plea, and so now the big question is again, it's like, well, should Chance stay, or should he go? Because
okay.
if we know that Owen is going to be in jail, but it really just for not as long as perhaps he would have had he been
uh-huh.
actually convicted
yeah.
of the crime, blah, 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 so.
Plus, clearly he has contacts outside, if they could
yeah.
just kidnap Heather.
Yeah. That didn't really seem to come up as an issue all that much. It was like,
What? I think because everybody's just like, just get rid of this story.
We're done. Yeah. Yeah.
Tie it up in a package and let's move on.
Yeah. So, I think we can assume that Chance is staying.
Well, I think so.
Because he's had some talks with Heather and...
But her last talk
about
with
what
him...
what he had said.
Yeah.
And how she hadn't said it back yet. Now, has she said it back yet?
No.
I don't think she has.
And then her last talk was basically like... Because he kind of was pressuring her. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you love me back? Don't you want to... I don't know, whatever.
You love me forever because that's what I do?
Yeah. And essentially, like, the last
talk they had, she was like,
I don't love you that way
at all. I think you're hot and I'll do you, but...
Yeah.
I don't want to...
You dropped the L word a little too soon.
Yeah. Yeah, she's... And, you know, credit to her for that.
Yeah.
At least, you know, and not just...
Because I thought she... That's what she wanted.
Well, I thought that's what she wanted, too. So, for her to suddenly say...
She wants Ronan. Right? I mean, because he's got to come back.
Yeah,
it's
not like he's
done.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You know. Or she wants both? Go back and forth, maybe? I don't know.
I think she wants Ronan. Which...
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good, because
that's
I was
okay
never on
me.
The Chance Heather boat
I
anyway.
Wasn't on the Chance
I didn't like
Heather
them as a couple,
either. Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
But Chance also had a talk with Chloe, and Chloe's like, yeah, I'm with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not look like it all the time. And, you know, good for you.
Chance is pathetic right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so I'm kind of racking my brain going, okay, who can he hook up with?
Who could he hook up?
Cricket.
Oh, she's too old.
So that's not really been an issue on this show. Age differences.
That's kind of true, though, because they both have that love for the law.
Right. Yeah,
whatever.
And they can, you know, read Law and watch Law and Order reruns.
I don't know.
There isn't anybody else, really. There's not a lot of single women, and it's not going to be Jana, because she's in a whole different park. And
yeah. Esther. I can't think of anybody. Yeah. Oh. Whoa.
Super cougar.
Slow down. okay. What else?
Well, let's talk about... let's get Neil out of the way, because that's not going to take very long either. Neil's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
He and Sophia did it, and now they just look at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. I mean, they had the big birthday party for...
They had, like, a
Sophia.
Surprise
like
birthday
a surprise
party.
Birthday lunch. And what did Malcolm get her as a gift? Did we see that?
It was, like, a photograph of, like, guys playing chess in a park.
Oh, that's what Neil got her.
Oh, what Malcolm got her?
Well, Malcolm got her. Did
oh,
you see
shoot.
What Malcolm got her?
I didn't even see.
Okay, so it was so insignificant they didn't even bother to show it.
I think so.
And then Neil pops out with this art photo... based on
something
she had
told
said
him.
About her father when she
he
was
remembered.
A kid. And he remembered, and so then they got to look at each other smolderingly. It was like...
How? I don't know. It just seems like...
I suppose it could be seen as romantic that he remembered, and that he went out of his way to get her something unique, and not just...
Yeah,
you know,
but if... Does she,
plastic mold of his own
why doesn't she just make a decision?
Because she's... Why should she have to? She doesn't need to. She's got both...
Because she's stuck in the middle.
Her. So what? She doesn't care.
I think she does.
No, I don't think she does. I think she likes it. I think she likes having the spice of kind of another man who's after her, who's also her brother's, or her, you know, fiance's. But she's got the stability of having the actual... fiance that she knows she can lord over and make him do whatever she wants.
Let me just say that
it's kind of the whole package.
I mean, I know that we like to have stories where women go crazy in soap operas, Young and Restless, whatever. But I really think this should give Malcolm some real precedence to go nuts himself, because this is like the 9th time Neil has done this. Like, I think he should just snap. Yeah, and go
justifiable,
insane.
Justifiable homicide.
Like, because...
Neil, I'd be behind that, you bet.
I don't... Have we ever really had a guy go crazy? I mean, like, Adam, you know, kind of nutty here, kind of nutty there.
But never in that, like, situation. I don't think so.
Not like the depth kind of story where someone goes insane on the male end.
But just, like, goes postal and...
Yeah.
Yeah. You crime of passion? You bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's coming.
That'd be kind of fun. I don't... It makes me uncomfortable to have Malcolm be violent, though. Just because of, unpleasantness. But, but as a storyline, it could be pretty good.
He doesn't have to be violent. Just insane.
Just insane. Well, so well, what's he gonna do?
Well, speaking of insane, we could talk about Lily
a little bit.
Because...
I'm curious about your thoughts.
I don't think so either.
No, she's just depressed and she needs medication and she needs
a competent counselor.
I think someone is messing with her. I don't know who it is.
I think it's Colin.
Is it? Okay, because I'm thinking it's Colin because he wants the babies.
Okay, I couldn't think of the motive.
Yeah, he wants the kids. He's really, really hyper sensitive about those
children.
He always wants to see the babies and they're his grandchildren and nobody knows this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Ooh, he's devious if that's true.
Yeah.
Because basically...
And that would be interesting.
We talked last time about Lily had just kind of started to, like, see Kane or kind of talk to
thinking,
him a little
yeah.
bit.
And she was hallucinating a lot or daydreaming or whatever.
Yeah. But there were a couple things that sort of... It's like, on one hand, she saw him through the window, and he, like, drew a heart in the fog of the window. Okay, like, I don't think you could really make that one up.
No, I think she thought that really happened.
Yeah.
But I think she was hallucinating.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't think Colin had anything
to do with
that. No,
I don't think Colin had anything to do with that.
But then Daniel has been coming over. They've been kind of confiding in each other, and there was, like, a night where they had, like, a really... I mean, not, like, sexy intimate, just sort of intimate
really
talk.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
you know, the talk you can have with someone who really does know you intimately, and now you're just on that level of friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're on a level of friendship or not, but...
Oh, I think so.
I think they're a little too close for...
I don't think it's gonna go anywhere, though.
They've been married once before. You know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. But... I just can't see, again, Daniel wanting to tie himself down to someone who has two children when he's so adamantly opposed to having them.
I think the baby gave him the bug.
Oh, really?
I do.
Oh, God.
I'm going there.
Okay.
I don't think he knows it yet, but I think it's coming.
You think it's possible?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, they had this night where they were kind of, like, you know, confiding in each other, and he was like, okay, nice to you, okay, nice to you. And then they, like, hugged or something, I don't know. And, Daniel leaves, and she gets a text that says, isn't it too soon to be kissing someone else? And then from the letter C, like, that was the initial of the person. You know, and she thought it meant, oh my God, it's Kane from the grave. Oh. But that's why I was like, I think Colin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then immediately, it was like 10 minutes later, Jill and Colin showed up on the doorstep. Oh, hey, how's it going? We just came to see the babies. And so I thought,
what the hell would he get without Jill knowing?
I don't know. But I just thought that sort of gave the possibility of him seeing something.
I like the concept that it's Colin behind
all of this.
The whole thing. And I think the reason would be because he wants the babies. He wants the new generation. His generation of children didn't work out.
Okay, that makes sense.
We'll raise the babies, you know, to take over my empire back in Australia when the time comes.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, she's kind of wigging out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was in the... during Sophia's party.
Right.
And she saw a guy from behind, and she just, like, immediately, like...
tore over there.
Yeah. Kane! And then, like, the dude turns around, he's like, hey, what's up?
My name's Joe. How you doing?
And everybody else is like it's like, pick your jaw up off the floor, mm-hmm. because she, right. like, totally flipped
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And then
everyone tells their story of, you know, after my, you know, insert loved one here died, I saw them
too. Bad Tracy wasn't there.
Oh, God. Thank God Tracy wasn't there.
She was watching the babies, but right. I'm sure she was... there
telling
should have been
them stories
yeah.
about... your... Colleen would have been your grand... godmother.
Anyway. So, I don't think she's insane.
I don't think she's insane. I think Olivia's actually on the right track of saying, you know, you need to get some medical counseling.
Really?
You need to talk to someone.
I just thought Olivia was being like, oh, I'm a busybody.
No, I think it came from a good place. I think she was a little overbearing about it.
Okay.
And she did a little bit too much of, you know, I'm a medical professional, so you
yeah,
can
exactly.
listen to what I'm saying. But I think what she had to say kind of made sense.
Okay.
You know, a little medication, a little talk therapy would do Lily a world of good. She's not doing any bereavement counseling at all, and
ooh,
she should.
That's true. I didn't think about
you know,
that.
There are support groups for widows.
Yeah.
You know, so...
But it's more fun when you...
Watch her go insane.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
I'm having more fun with that one.
Yeah.
Here's another thing I was thinking, too. Sharon and Drusilla were, like, best buds.
Yeah, where is Sharon during any of this
I mean,
for Lily?
Well, she is in jail. But,
still,
I mean...
a card would have been nice.
Yeah, something. I feel like, because even before she was in jail, when Kane died...
Mm-hmm. There was no
Sharon
interaction
wasn't
at all, was
at,
there?
Like, yeah.
Ever since Drew has died, there hasn't been any... Mm-mm. Lily and Sharon moments. And I wonder about that. It's like, well,
think,
do the actresses not get along or something?
I think it's...
I want it to be something sordid like that.
Lily's character is, like, too pious for the supposed slattern of Sharon.
Right, yeah, that
you know?
Could be.
Even though...
That she
like,
never liked Sharon. She just tolerated her.
She doesn't
she
approve
was her mother's
her.
Best friend. Yeah, okay. You know, I know
yeah.
people like that.
Yeah.
It's like... There's some of my mom's friends I would not...
Oh,
seek out for comfort if my mom fell off a cliff. Which I hope she won't.
I guess that's true. But in it, what's like YNR? Everybody, like, shares everything with everybody,
right,
so...
yeah. And everyone's always in everybody else's business, so it is kind of strange that Sharon has kept her nose
yeah.
out of it. But she's been busy.
She has been busy.
Yeah, so...
Is that what we should talk about?
Yeah, let's segue into that. So, Sharon's still in jail... And
for the supposed murder of Sky.
Right, yeah. There's not a lot of proof.
There's
either way.
Yeah, no. But Victor came forward and gave some sort of testimony that was like, I was there. I was on a night hike myself.
Right, coincidentally. And I just didn't want to talk about it.
And I heard them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see them. But
right.
I heard. And so I think a lot of it is hinging on the fact that he heard Sharon say, I'm not going to let you die.
Right. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Sure.
Whatever.
In the meantime, Adam somehow traced that Koa, the guy who used to run the, like,
mm-hmm.
the general store that Victor paid off.
Yeah.
Like, is in Thailand,
mm-hmm.
and he tracked him down in this little... Thai bar, which
right.
just looks like the Hawaiian bar without the Lays.
Right, yeah. No, they put up some like, you know, old set pieces from somebody's high school production of Anna and the King.
Totally.
You know, there's like little elephants all over the place.
Well,
I was actually looking, going, wow, you know, for one set that has been Mexico and... Jamaica.
Anything exotic.
And Hawaii, and now Thailand.
Yeah.
You know, they get a lot of use out of that.
They do get,
faux bamboo.
You're right. Anyway, so he tracks down Koa and kind of, like, pretends to just be a random guy trying
mm-hmm.
to talk sports and get some
yeah.
info, and then finally gives it up that he's Adam Newman,
mm-hmm.
and Koa's like, don't talk to me.
Leave me alone.
Whatever.
Your
Things don't work
me.
Out very well.
Yeah.
And Adam breaks into Koa's room
mm-hmm.
and finds the camera. Like, here's... If you had this incriminating evidence
mm-hmm.
and you were being paid off and... Just wipe the memory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Throw away the camera.
But actually, no. No, I wouldn't. I would certainly have it more secure than Koa did. But you want to keep that, because that's your leverage.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to throw away your leverage.
Okay, okay.
But you don't leave it just out.
The camera has, like, video.
Mm-hmm. Of Sharon not pushing.
Yeah. It has, like, the essential proof that they mm-hmm. need.
Right.
Anyway, so Adam's, like, looking at it, and then Koa comes in and knocks him on the back of the head, right. and Adam wakes up mm-hmm. without the camera and without right. Koa.
And yet with his pants. So, lucky him.
Hey, glasses half full, right there.
Right, right. What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
Anyway, so Phyllis, oh no, Sharon, before mm-hmm. anything, she...
Back in the States.
Somehow gets Paul to help her out just a tiny bit and find out that Adam went to Thailand. Mm-hmm. And Sharon, who's not supposed to leave the country, let alone, like, the state, because she's on a trial for murder. Yeah. Decides that she's going to fake face birth certificate to get a passport.
Right.
And, like...
No, I didn't see this part. Did she do it at the coffee shop? Because that seems like the place to go if you're going to forge some documents.
No.
The printer at the coffee shop.
I think she just literally did it in her living room.
Okay.
The whole thing seemed a little fishy.
Oh, sure.
And she was, like, on the plane, and that's where she got arrested.
She got all the way onto the plane before they caught her. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. There's TSA for you.
Really. It is that easy, people.
But... At the same time, Phyllis figured it all kind of out at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so Phyllis was like 3 seats behind Sharon, you know, with her disguised newspaper.
Yeah, right.
And so she gets to watch Sharon get hauled off.
Right.
And then like lowers the newspaper.
And yet doesn't videotape it.
Oh, I know,
she
right?
She would have had her phone right out. Come on.
Yeah. So she instead goes to Thailand to find Adam.
Mm-hmm. Where she's wearing the most fabulous fedora disguise hat ever.
Yes.
Love her hat.
She does have a nice disguise hat.
It's a great disguise hat.
And then Sharon gets to wear the disguised orange jail jumpsuit since yeah. she tried to leave the country.
Right, and it does actually disguise the fact that Sharon has a figure.
It does.
You know.
It's not the greatest.
It's a baggy look.
Yeah. So Phyllis is in Thailand. Finds Adam within a couple hours, no problem.
Have you seen a white guy? Oh yeah, he's over there. Thank you.
That's good. And
then they pair up and are working together to find Koa, to find the camera.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. And they decide the way to do that is to go to the gambling den. That
well, because
likes.
They were in Koa's room.
Again.
Sort of like as a sting, like, we're just gonna wait till he comes back. Mm-hmm. And rather than get, like, a room next door or any, I don't know, just the whole, okay, we'll yeah. just stay in his
we'll
room.
Just stay in his room.
And sure. it was, like, 2 days and he still hadn't come back, mm-hmm. and they're like, where could he be? Because all his crap is still in there, like,
yeah.
his size 39 pants, you know, or whatever. So, Phyllis does this thing where she finds a pair of dice. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
that was kind of cool.
And the dice were, it was like, she was like,
she
oh, I rolled
oh,
a
look,
seven.
Oh,
does it mean something? And then, like, a little bit later, the dice got knocked again, mm-hmm. and Adam was like,
they rolled up a seven again.
And I was like, oh my god, don't even say that this is an omen. Don't
no.
even.
No. Oh god, no.
I thought that's where they were going.
No,
thank
no, no.
God
immediately, it was like, oh, loaded dice. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they said, okay, Koa is a hustler. Mm-hmm. We have to...
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Why does he need to do that if he's got billions of dollars or, you know,
he's...
a nice payoff from Victor?
Well, maybe it wasn't such a nice payoff, and maybe he blew through it already.
Oh, okay. That's very possible.
Yeah.
All right.
So he needs money. He's gonna gamble, but if he's out gambling, why didn't he take his loaded dice with him?
Because he has several pairs.
Several pairs. Okay.
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe.
That's so they decide Phyllis is gonna go and
gamble.
Yeah.
she's basically
set him up.
She's basically doing a Sky.
Yeah.
Except without any background knowledge of how to play games.
Yeah, well, she did kind of play stupid pretty well,
I
think.
She did play stupid, but she didn't know how to play craps.
No.
That was pretty clear.
Well, that's like if I got there I'd be like, what am I doing?
See, I learned how to play in high school. It was part of a computer class I took.
I remember my grandma trying to teach me. She had, like, her own little craps roll-out felt pad, like, for the dining room table when I was a kid.
See, my grandma had a little roulette wheel.
But I don't remember it. Those are the right kind of grandmas. Those are the right kind of,
yeah, exactly.
So Adam is, like, out hiding around back. Mm-hmm. Phyllis goes in, and basically the plan was to spike Koa's drink and then swap the dice to the loaded dice so that he would get caught. Belligerent and get caught with these loaded dice and they'd kick him out.
Right.
Which worked fine.
They did.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay. Yay.
And somehow, I don't even know how, because Koa passes out right outside.
Oh, yes.
How the heck did they drag him to his room?
Because really, you know, Michelle Stafford weighs, what, 110 on a good day?
On a good day.
And she's about the same height as Adam, so he's maybe 130. And let's be honest, Koa's got to be at least 300 pounds.
More.
Yeah.
I'd say 400.
Okay.
I mean,
so
no way.
Logistically speaking, I don't care how much Pilates you do, they would not be able to carry his dead weight.
Maybe they had a cart.
Or they hired, you know, a rickshaw to carry him. But still, yeah, the scene of them carrying him in.
Yeah.
And I say carrying in quotes because you could see him walking.
Yeah. It was...
It was... Mm-mm. It stretched the imagination, to say the least.
Yeah. So then they handcuffed him to the headboard.
Mm-hmm.
And
the handcuffs came from... They come with the room. They just... Mini bar.
It's Thailand.
It's Thailand. They just... Okay.
Yeah. So...
Phyllis carries them just in case.
I was gonna say...
She's single
right
now. You never
know. It seems like in Genoa City that those might come in handier than you think.
Yeah.
So...
Well, okay. So here's a question that came up in my mind. Did you kind of get a vibe with Phyllis and Adam?
Yeah. I was gonna ask you.
Yeah. I was like, yes.
New hookup.
I want to see that happen.
Because they're like bickering... But they're really close to each other.
That sexy bicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I am totally seeing that.
Excellent. Good. I want that to happen before they come back, because then Adam will have the whole remorseful, but I love Sharon.
And I think.
And Phyllis will have a little bit more, you know, to rub in Sharon's face.
Yes.
You know, while you were in prison.
It happened. Yeah. Well, because it's like there was something to me about Phyllis that said she was turned on by, like, all the scheming that Adam was just able to just throw together.
Yeah.
And...
He's quick on his feet.
She put on this really slutty red dress when she was gonna go do the little setup with Koa.
And it was slutty, but I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, so, it was good.
Okay.
She was like, how do I look, you know? And he was just like, yeah, whatever. But it was like she wanted him to notice.
Yeah. She wanted more... you know, validation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, yeah, that's what women wear when they gamble, because that's what Sky always wore, was some kind of, you know, slutty dress.
Yeah.
He's strangely oblivious when it comes to women, and I find it charming and sweet.
It's kind of true.
It's like, you know, he has these women who literally throw themselves at him, and he's just like, oh yeah, hi.
He's from Kansas.
I guess so.
I don't know why that would matter. he's a farm boy.
Midwestern values.
Yeah.
Even though then he went to Harvard and then he, you know, worked in New York City for years, and Kansas is, what, 20 years ago, but doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, anyway. So, things don't go well because Koa doesn't have the camera anymore.
Right.
And they don't rough him up at all. They just threaten that they will rough him up.
Yeah, they kind of poke him, but that's about it.
And he says, well, I got rid of the camera, but at this market, you know, it's a long shot. You'll never find the camera.
Yeah.
So rather than, like, one person go for the camera and one person stay with Koa, they both go.
They both go.
And
which is just really...
Poor planning.
Poor planning. Yes.
And also, neither of them speak a word of Thai.
Right.
And they're, like, in these Thai markets where, like, Phyllis is like, camera! Camera!
Yeah.
Camera.
You say it often enough, someone will suddenly understand.
In different intonations.
Yeah. Well, at least she wasn't doing the, if I say it louder.
I don't know. I think there was a little bit of that,
too.
Yeah,
probably.
So anyway, somehow they managed to, like, find some kid and get the camera.
Right.
Oh, no, the memory card is gone.
Of course.
Really? Duh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
they
then they're, like, on
cash
the hunt
at him
for that.
And the guy his accomplice comes, and he's an older kid. Kind of a kid, though.
Yeah.
Who's like, you know, we wiped the card.
Oh, well.
Duh.
Yeah.
Stupid Americans. Yeah. What do you think we're going to do with it? No, I'm going to sell you this card that is full.
Yeah. But see, I think Koa probably kept the card.
Probably.
And whatever. I don't know.
Threw away the camera and the kid found it in the garbage.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. You know it's around. It's like the evidence has to surface somehow.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And they did kind of, like, give Koa this whole thing, like, you're going to come back and you're going to be our witness and you're going to testify and you're going to free Sharon. And they come back and the plastic headboard has been broken and Koa has escaped.
Shockingly enough, he's not there anymore. He took the mini bar.
They were pretty shocked.
Yeah, they seemed shocked, and I was shocked at their shock. It was just like, really? This surprises you at all?
So anyway.
So now they're sure that Sharon is doomed, and...
And at the same time, Sharon was taking the stand at her trial, and they make a lot of noise about the jury, and they had, like, everybody sort of on the jury give a little snippet about what they were sympathetic to or not sympathetic to.
Yeah.
And Sharon was like,
no. No, yeah. Nobody. I don't want a jury. Why is he giving you any say at all?
You don't know
anything about jury pool selection.
Yeah.
None of it.
No.
None of it. So, now, I personally have been called for jury duty later this month.
Well, you got it on your birthday or whatever?
Yeah, I got the notice on my birthday, and if I don't get a Genoa City style trial, I'm going to be pissed. So, get ready, Multnomah County.
You know, jury duty is funny because when I was younger, I was so excited the first time that I got my summons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I was envisioning was a little Genoa City. And then
high drama.
I called that morning and I didn't get chosen and I was like, damn it!
What do you mean you called? You have to go.
Well, it wasn't in Portland.
Oh, okay.
And the system in that city was that you had a number and you just called in the phone number in the morning and then they would just read off the numbers that got selected.
Convenient.
Yeah, right? Jeez. I know. When I hear how it goes here, it's way different.
Yeah, no, I have to go down there and sit in a room. Luckily, they have Wi-Fi, so I'm just going to go and watch old episodes
of Wine Are the Whole Day. Maybe that might discredit you. They might kick you out.
That'll get me out. Good. Street cart, here I come.
So Sharon took the stand and then it was like, the district attorney kind of badgered her in, like, three sentences. And
yeah. Well, and she's wearing, you know...
She's wearing the Lindsay... Weeds. No, it was the Lindsay Lohan courtroom clothing.
Well, she wore two different outfits. She had the white one, and then she had the black one. And the black one
was just
like...
Oh, I missed the black one. I don't remember
It was a cute little black suit, and she looked very professional and very sympathetic, and, you know, I'm really... You know, she looked like a grieving widow.
Yeah.
And it was like, what does that have to do with you pushing... Mm-hmm. your ex-husband's new wife off into a volcano, but okay. I still don't understand why it's being prosecuted in Genoa City and not in Hawaii. All right, fine. But it did seem like there were a couple of jurors. They showed one who was crying during her being badgered by the prosecution.
Yes.
And they did kind of rake her over the coals about stuff that was irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know.
He was like, and how many men have you been with, blah, blah, blah. And you and I were talking about it. Wait a minute. She's only been married twice.
Actually, three times.
Three?
Because her husband pointed out the third one that we had forgotten.
What?
That she's been married to Jack.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah. So points to Thor for knowing the backstory better than we did. But if they had pointed out how many men she had been with...
Shut up. That doesn't matter.
Apparently not, because... If I was the prosecution and I was going that path of saying, you know, she is a tainted woman and she, you know, clearly is a big slutty whore, I would have brought up and found out about the three men in 1 week when she thought she didn't know who the father of her baby was.
And who was the father of Faith in the beginning? Who?
Right, yeah. Hmm? And why did that change?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, prosecution is really just as good as it's ever been.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
So that kind of just left it there that, you know, they...
You know she's going to be cleared.
You know she's going to be cleared. It's just jumping through hoops and, you know... I would love to know whether or not there's a contractual obligation.
What?
Of some, you know, that they have like a rotating number of the lead characters who, oh, it's your year to go on trial for something. Oh, okay, great. I'll have a couple of weeks of trial scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does seem like there's a trial every year. And
I think it's a lack of creativity on the writer's part.
Oh, absolutely. But it's also a mainstay of soap operas. I mean, that's always been the case.
There's a murder every couple of years being framed
for a murder or some kind of big crime.
Yeah, I remember when Devon was framed for a while. And where has Devon been?
Well, Devon has been on The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his character got killed a couple weeks ago. So
maybe he'll be back soon.
And I live with a 15-year-old girl, so I'm allowed to watch The Vampire Diaries, and don't you dare judge me. So that's where Devon is.
Okay.
But no, isn't he in New York with Noah, making music?
Laying down some tracks.
Uh-huh.
That was, like, 2 months ago.
It takes a while. They thought they could do it in a day, but found out that no.
You know what?
And really, where is Noah during all this?
Oh, exactly. No,
he couldn't come home for his mother's trial?
They dropped a little bit one time. Nick said, Noah doesn't even want to come back because of everything happening. And okay, I don't blame
him. Okay, good.
And it was like, okay.
All right, that wraps that up. All right, fine.
I liked, Abby made a comment because, with all the settlement stuff, and Jack had originally promised that he would get Beauty of Nature for Tucker.
Right.
Which clearly isn't going to be happening now that Victor's going public. And Tucker was like, Jack, you're fired. You're out. You're done.
Yeah.
And Abby was really bothered by that, which I didn't really see why.
Yeah.
Because Jack has been really manipulative. But
yeah. Okay.
And she told Jack, she went, I just want to go and slap those retro glasses off Tucker's face.
That was great. That was good.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, we all want that, Abby, for different reasons. If you get there first,
good for you.
Yeah, awesome.
Anyway, I think I like Eric Roberts' glasses. Vance's glasses.
Vance's look good these last couple of days, He's got some good suits going on.
I liked the possibility of him and Nikki getting together.
Gross.
Just giving her something else to do somewhere else.
What else would she do? Meddle in people's litigious matters? You just want her to be with someone who's age appropriate?
I don't know.
No, I like her as the cougar with Deacon.
Yeah.
And then she can make
Do you
him
think
her
her and Deacon
toy.
Are over?
No, I
no.
think they're going to get back together.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable.
Inevitable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They may not stay together, but I think they're going to get back together. He'll marry her. That's my prediction.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah. But they won't elope. They'll have a big, blown-up, so inappropriate, awful wedding. It'll be great.
Yeah, that
Plenty
would be
to,
fun.
She'll wear white, and he'll wear also white. White ruffly
the
tuxedo.
The dubs go.
Yeah, the whole thing. Someone will come out of a cake.
It'll be Deacon later.
Oh, God, in a thong. Yeah, see? Wedding. Summer's coming. Somebody's got to get married.
Yeah.
Okay. So should we talk about Daniel and
I was just going to say, have we even talked about Daisy? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Let's get rolling. All right. What are
Daniel's
we saying?
A tool. He looks fantastic. I love his look right now so
I
much.
I do too.
It just fits his character.
Yeah.
So well.
I'm glad you say that because I was afraid to. I thought you'd bite my head off.
No.
I don't know why.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But it's perfect.
Yeah, it really just fits him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You can look at him and see everything you need to know about him.
Yeah.
You know, and this, here's where I'm going to bite your head off. This business of him wanting to be a dad and him having feelings of paternal affection towards Lucy, no way.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Hmm.
Don't see it.
Okay. The jury is still out on that one for me,
okay.
So.
All right.
So anyway, Michael had tracked down that Daisy is somewhere in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis has been paying him to do the work.
Right.
And Daniel was like, I don't care, I want to leave her, blah, blah,
right.
And Michael was like, well, I'm going up there, I'm going to find her.
And you have to come with me. He kind of badgered Daniel to going with.
Totally.
Daniel's like, oh shit, I really do need to go and handle this myself, because otherwise she might actually bring her back.
Yeah, totally. You know. And then everything is blown. Mm-hmm. So they go up there.
Which I don't see why. Why does Daniel not think that Daisy's just going to say,
because
I sold my baby, or I left my baby in a church, and leave it at that?
I think because then people will, like, what church? And, you know, then they'll just, they'll follow the...
that trail.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I did enjoy that Daisy apparently has a job at Hot Dog on a Stick now.
Yes, that outfit was fabulous. It was really good. Because, again, this was one of the days when my daughter was home, and Wendy's like, is that Chick-fil-A? And I was like, no, I think it's Hot Dog on a Stick. Oh, but she needs the hat.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, she does need the hat, but
yeah,
you leave the hat at work.
Yeah. You don't wear it at home.
You don't wear it on the bus. Because you know she doesn't have a car.
Yeah, so she was staying in a really cheap motel. And they basically went in there. They just went in.
Yeah.
Just kind of like Phyllis and, you know, Adam did. And just thought they'd wait for her. And sure enough, she came home, you know, an hour later or whatever. Yeah, and they kind of... Michael kind of grilled her.
Yeah.
And was like... did you deliver the baby? Well, clearly she delivered the baby. Where did you deliver the baby? You know, and she kind of gave Daniel a look like, what do you mean? Like, you didn't tell anybody?
You were there. What are you doing?
Yeah. So Michael leaves to go make a phone call to get the police and leaves.
You can't do that in the room with a cell phone.
No. They don't get service.
Canadian roaming charges are high.
Yes.
So, okay, fine.
So he leaves Daniel with Daisy to, like, sort of watch her, and Daniel's like,
here's the deal.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Go pursue Hot Dog on a Stick in another city.
Right. Yes. The outfit.
Because those skills are very necessary.
Well, and the outfit is international.
Yeah.
Although they call it Hot Dog on a Stick, you know.
You're just going to keep going. All right. So,
So Michael comes back with a Mountie.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
I want to know if Mounties really dress like that. I don't think they do.
I think they do, don't they?
They can't. There's no way that they wear the red outfit all the time. That's got to be like a dress outfit.
I think they do.
I'm going to do research. I know Canadians. I'll call them and say, what do your Mounties wear?
I'm married to a Canadian.
Yeah, so he should know.
Yeah, he should know. I'll ask him.
Okay.
I feel like because I've asked him that question before in the past, or I don't know.
See, I think he'd give you a BS answer.
Yeah, bonus answer. Yes.
Mess with you, because
they
just,
do.
Right, and it's snowing all the time, even in summer.
Anyway.
So the Mountie comes in back with Michael, and they're like, well, wait, where is she? And Daniel's like, I don't know, I was watching TV. And she left. I mean, that's like the lamest excuse ever. I can't even remember what it was.
Either. What was his... Oh, no. He said...
Oh, she went to the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom, yeah. But then he was like, but I wanted to... I thought she'd lead us to the baby if we let her slip.
Right, yeah, that was it.
And he put a... He gave her a phone GPS or something, right?
Yeah, so it's like his tracking. Phone, so yeah. He's tracking it on the computer.
Yes. And so then, of course, they're like, okay, well, let's find her, and... They
find the phone.
They find the phone in the dumpster. And Michael is flipping out. Mm-hmm. He's like, you let her go! And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Man, Michael's really getting on my nerves.
Yeah, Michael's needing a vacation. He needs to just chill.
Take a break. Anyway.
Well, I think he thinks that he's going to get hit with lawyer fees since the settlement went the wrong way. That he's not going to get paid for all that work he did for Victor, so he's taking his stress out on Daniel.
I think it's Lauren is all over him
and
about
Lauren
finding
is,
Daisy.
Yeah, yeah.
What
oh,
do
I'm
you
sure.
mean you lost her, you asshole?
Again?
So, yeah.
How many times do I have to be a bitch before someone finds her?
Yeah, Lauren should have been up there helping.
God, really? You know, if anyone could track her. No, but no, Lauren's too afraid.
Too afraid.
Oh, she'll hurt
Stop
me.
Stop.
It's like, you know...
She's like a 19-year-old girl. Come on.
A Lauren-Daisy fight? I would take Lauren in a heartbeat.
I would, too. Oh,
God, all that menopausal rage?
Yeah.
She will rip her head right off.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... all at the same time, Jana...
is actually doing some good detective work and getting
and
results.
And yet she doesn't quite... But the reason why is because Ryder had come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically, like, begged her to help him find Daisy, or...
Yeah.
He was back for, like, an episode, and then he left.
And then he left. Yeah, that was... It was weird.
And...
It was like a little test balloon, and viewer response wasn't what they wanted, so they're like, okay, get rid of
it. Yeah, because I saw, like, on the cover of, like, one of the soap opera digest when I was at the grocery store, it was like, is Ryder leaving again? And I was like, I didn't realize he was like, officially back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so... Jana... How did she get Primrose's number?
I'm not sure. No. She got the number. She got it from the woman whose husband found the baby at the church.
Yeah, Jana was going around to churches. Yeah. Did anybody leave a baby? Yeah. And then the woman who had sold the baby
contacted her. Basically.
Yeah. True. And then somehow she got the phone number for Primrose and then met Primrose in the golf shed.
Right. Wearing a big baby, fake baby bump.
Yes, pretending that she needed to sell her baby.
Mm-hmm, right. And I love that Jan is using an American accent.
Oh.
I think it's fabulous.
It doesn't even occur to me.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she's talking like a California Valley girl, which is where Emily O'Brien actually grew up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she moved here. Wikipedia says that she moved here when she was 9.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so it was like, oh, look at you pulling out the accent. Okay. Good for you. You're versatile. You're going for the young actress daytime Emmy, aren't you?
I'm going to have to pay attention to that now.
Being crazy doesn't do it using an accent well.
It just didn't even occur to me. Huh.
Yeah. Well, and let me just say, her hair has been super cute lately, and I think she's adorable, and she's my new Chloe.
She looks really good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
she met with Primrose.
She's kind of hassling Primrose a little bit, trying to get more information. Well, where would a baby go?
Right. How do you decide?
Yeah.
Which family, you know?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem that desperate to give away her baby.
No.
Even though she has circumstances that would, you know. You'd think if you were like Primrose, you'd be looking at
disheveled, bedraggled homeless girls.
Rather than...
Or super rich, you know, I'm hiding this from my parents by wearing baggy clothes kind of girls.
Yeah.
You know, certainly not grown women in their late 20s, early 30s who have enough money to buy nice maternity clothes.
Yeah, totally.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, I would... If I was Primrose, I'd be very suspicious.
Primrose is suspicious at the same time. So she's kind of letting things kind of like, okay, you know, giving her just little snippets of information, but nothing really solid.
Yeah.
And Jana fakes that she's low on blood sugar, and so Primrose says, I'll run and go get a protein bar.
Yeah.
And Jana then proceeds to, like, flip through all the files and is taking pictures, and Primrose comes in the middle and rips open Jana's...
Belly shirt.
I knew you weren't pregnant.
Right.
And Jana throws Primrose into, like, the golf ball.
Into the golf ball cart. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then takes off.
Yeah.
And so she has a picture with all these bank account numbers.
Well, she doesn't know their bank account numbers to begin with.
Yeah.
She takes them to Kevin, and Kevin kind of looks at it twice and goes, oh, yeah, they look like routing numbers.
Yeah. And so she has these bank account numbers, and it's like, he says he can't really help her, you know, find who they are, but...
Because that's a federal crime, but okay.
Yeah. That's never stopped him before.
Really?
It's like,
come on, this is right up your alley.
Yeah, seriously.
You think just for curiosity's sake, he would want to know?
Yeah.
You know, but okay, whatever.
Anyway, so she's going to figure it out really soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the last shot of the week was of...
Victoria and Billy's bank
Victoria,
account statement.
Yeah, and one of the numbers matches. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she'll figure it out in a couple days.
And what will she do with that information, do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I think that she'll be able to figure out that Victoria, for all of her fine talents, it's not really her style to buy a baby.
Yeah.
Whereas... Billy's the one who brought the baby home.
Yeah.
And so I think she's going to figure out that Billy bought the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe, you know, she has access to Lucy's DNA pretty easily, so maybe she'll do a DNA test.
Oh.
And figure out that it's Daniel's
baby.
We
haven't had a good DNA test in a while.
Well, Daniel did that one with the pacifier.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we haven't had someone not related to a DNA test in a while. So I think she's going to, that's going to be her next step, mm-hmm. is to say, once she figures out that it's Billy's routing mm-hmm. number, then, oh, well, Lucy must be,
yeah,
you know, Daisy's, and if it's Daisy's, then that means it's Daniel's, and, you know, here, Daniel, let me comb your hair for you. Here, brush your teeth with this swab, won't you?
Legally, Daniel have the right? Isn't he, like, the number one person to say, I don't want to have anything to do with it, like, the baby stays?
Yeah, he has to, well, he has to relinquish. He has to relinquish his, and they'd have to do an actual adoption.
But could anybody else get in the middle of that? Like Phyllis?
Daisy's the only one. But Phyllis, no. Phyllis is the grandmother. She doesn't have any legal say over what happens at this point, since both parents are still alive.
Okay.
Even if one is crazy and run off to Canada.
This is where I think Daniel is going to...
F it up.
I don't know. I just feel like he's going to change his mind.
And take the baby back. I want her to stay with him, though.
It's the
perfect environment. I mean, not perfect, because, you know, my feelings on Victoria as a mother, but she's been a pretty good mother.
Or Jana as a psycho nanny.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. What's her name? Chloe went to Victoria and said, your nanny is psycho, and I'm not letting my daughter near her.
Yeah.
Which I think was admirable, Chloe, because she's right.
But you know what?
If I was in that position, I would just say, no way, my daughter's not going over there.
I was with Victoria on that one. Only because from Victoria's point of view, Jana's been doing a dynamite job.
True.
And Chloe just seems bitter.
Yeah.
And meh.
But still, you know, Chloe is Delia's birth mom, and birth mom trumps stepmom in
terms
of...
parents put kids... like,
safety.
Think
she
about
feel safe.
Parents manipulate that situation all the time, where they're like, "You can't see my daughter. You can't see my son," or whatever, just to be spiteful, and has nothing to do with safety.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it came off.
That's how it came off. Yeah, I suppose you're right. I'm still with Chloe, though.
Well, I mean, she is inherently right. We know.
Yeah, yeah. But I suppose you're right that from Victoria's point of view,
it just seemed like Chloe was stirring up something just to be mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or to be bitter.
Well, and if Jana turns out to do something horrible to Delia, then I'm going to be pissed, because that's not cool.
Well, I was thinking, couldn't you just be like, Billy, when Delia's over there, can Jana just not really be a part of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That shouldn't be
that
too
be
hard,
amicable.
Since he only has Delia, like, once a month, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, yeah. Or, you know, can't you do out-of-home visits? But
shouldn't
then
be spending
say,
time with Delia?
Well, yeah, but then he'll say, you know, I want, you know, Delia and Lucy are sisters, and I want them to be raised as sisters, and, you know, even if Delia's only there for half an hour a month, you know, she should be able to spend time with Lucy. But that time should be carved out as Jana's day off.
Should be.
You know, but...
But we're thinking way too much about...
Right, yeah. Suddenly, oh, the nanny's going to be gone on the day that there's two kids in the house? No way. Never going to happen.
Anyway.
So, I think that does wrap it up, though.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to summer.
Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a wedding this summer.
There's always a wedding. There's got to be.
Yeah. I don't know. I think... I hope that there's, you know... something actually interesting. And
well,
not
I think
just
Ronan will come back.
I think you think Ronan.
I think Ronan will
and
come
we'll have
back.
The Ronan Heather chance triangle.
Yes, but I
think,
just don't know.
I think something more has got to give with Malcolm and Neil and
for
Sophia.
Sure.
I mean, when is their wedding supposed to be? Is it a summer wedding?
I think they haven't set a new date.
Yeah, Neil's going to stop that wedding.
You know,
that's right, because they had to cancel because of Kane.
Yeah, something else interesting that I just saw on the cover of one of those magazines, too, was it said, a new love for Sharon? ? And I went, who would that be?
Yeah, who's left?
Because I was like, oh,
Chance?
If...
No.
I don't know. If Adam and Phyllis actually... hook up, mm-hmm. or something happens there, then
which
who
really,
does
really
Sharon
want.
End up
yeah,
with?
Not Nick.
No, because it made it sound like a new love.
New.
Like a, not like a return to Nick.
Ew,
or
Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Mm-hmm. Leslie. No, probably not.
I don't know, but I just thought it was something interesting, and I thought maybe if Ronan came back, I could see that one.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
But
I don't know how they would manage it, but meet in the athletic club, maybe. Or...
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
So.
Maybe, you know, they'll have yet another new Noah come back and he'll have a friend. Because I can totally see Sharon hooking up with one of her son's hot
guy friends. God, that's horrible.
Oh, it's gross, but I can see it happening.
Gross. All right. Alright, so don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or find us on Facebook. And I think that's it.
Alright, okay. See you later.